Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Moon. I'm your host for this evening, Lawrence Ray. And today I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Ricardo Martinez. And today we are lucky to be interviewing George Stavlidis, a man hailing from Greece who creates art NFTs and 3D art and stories and is otherwise known as Glowleaf online. So how are you doing today, George?
Hi, nice to be here. Yes, I'm fine. I'm great, of course. I like to talk about Bitcoin generally and my artwork. So this is great.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. It's should be perfect. I'm always good down to talk art. I don't think we've had anyone on here from memory who is like into like crypto or Bitcoin art. So it's going to be interesting, I think. When it comes to art, assuming this is something that you've been involved in a long time. I mean, normally people who are into art have been, you know, doing artistic stuff since they were young children. What projects were you working on and doing prior to discovering Bitcoin and crypto? And I guess like discovering Bitcoin, how has that changed your art? Have you seen it actually sort of make a difference to how you do your art and when you create it and the style that you create?
Well, basically I'm a writer. I've been writing sci-fi stories for many years now. And at some point I started to make books and sell them online. And the funny thing is that I didn't consider myself a writer. And I got an award. I still didn't consider myself a writer. I got a screenwriter's award for a short film that I made in Greece. And I still didn't consider myself a writer. I started to sell online because I write in English on my, you know, my books, my short stories and all that. It's basically a mix of sci-fi with Greek mythology. I do my own thing, my own different world. I can show some of it here. And at some point, when after I got like a, these are reversed now, but you can find them all on my site at georgesaulidismyname.com. And after I sold like 100 copies of each of my books, at some point I said, okay, maybe I'm a writer now. So I made it a business because I'm not that artistic. I'm more entrepreneurial. I like to make things that, you know, that sell, that are commercial, that are profitable. That's the challenge. That's what I like. Now, at some point, I discovered Bitcoin. It was like 8 years ago. So you can say I am a bit of not an original. Okay, I'm not an original because I just dabbled. But I started with Bitcoin and all that. I didn't quite get it. Even though I'm a computer scientist, I didn't quite get it because it was very hard back then. There were no books. There was no Bitcoin standard book. There were no podcasts. It's completely different to what the information that we have now. So, yeah, basically, I became a Bitcoiner a year ago. You could call me a Bitcoin maxi. Because basically all I do is Bitcoin and all that I own online. I don't own any of the other coins. I do sell on Ethereum, on OpenSea and all that. I do try some of the other things like NFT platforms and all that. But those are just you know, to test them out, to see if they work, to do some innovation and all that. Now, I don't know if there's another person doing what I do. I do sell NFT ebooks. OpenSea allows you to have a text field that opens up when you own the NFT. So you can find on my site the NFT books that I have available, which I sell the NFT for like $9 to $10 in Ethereum. And when you own it, you unlock the download link and you can get the ebook. And I am allowing you, I'm giving you the right as an NFT owner to resell that token, okay, if you like. There's no like big demand or anything for that. I don't know if maybe it's too innovative yet still. I've sold a few dozen ebooks that way, mostly because I wanted to figure it out, you know, to offer that to my readers. And I like to innovate. I was telling Ricardo that I'm an early adopter on many technologies. So yeah, I think that we're gonna use a lot of cryptocurrency in the future. I hope most of it that it's Bitcoin, and I use it. I use it all the time. I sell on my site. I sell my ebooks. I accept Lightning, same as Bitrefill. And I think it's like the future of the internet, to be honest. That was long-winded, but I think I covered a few things.
If I've never heard of you as an author, what's the book that you recommend that I start with? Like, what's your most popular book that you've written?
I don't have a print book. My most popular one is Pickle Pie, and which is a cyberpunk Greek mythology book. It even mentions cryptocurrency in it, because I have a guy in there doing like shady stuff, and he's using non-trackable, you know, anonymous cryptocurrency payments at some point. But it's not like a big thing, it's just mentioned. Another one is this one, which is, it's not for this audience. It's Seven Deadly Roommates. It's like, in Greece and fantasy and all that. It's a bit more funny and romantic. Those are the, not the bestseller, okay? Those are the best reviewed ones and that people enjoy.
Gotcha, it sounds pretty cool. Like I obviously, when I was like looking at your stuff, I made the assumption that you were into the art first and then got into writing, but it sounds like the other way around, like you got into writing and then into the art, which does make sense, I guess, as well.
Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Yeah.
It's a bit silly. But, no, I started off as a writer, but I actually got inspired by Beeple, you know, Beeple, the Beeple, who sold the NFT for like 69 million. About 3 years ago, because I make my own books, I needed artwork for the covers. So I got in touch with him, and I asked him to give me, so I could buy a usage license so I could use his artwork for my books. And I was inspired by him because he makes something every day. It's very, his work ethic is very inspiring. And he has this ideology. He used to call it people craft. He used to say, I'm going to make craft. He had zero filter. He wasn't striving for perfection. So I got in touch with him. He was a great guy. We talked it out. He gave me access to everything he made and every new thing that he posted every day. And I used some of his artwork on my early books. You can still find it. I'm still using it because it's some nice sci-fi stuff and all that. But at some point, I started to want to make them myself because I wanted to figure it out. So then I became a 3D artist as well. That's the funny thing. Now that, for example, I partnered up with a 3D printer. And for example, I designed this. Okay, this is Satoshi. It's how I imagined him. Okay, he's sitting on his laptop. He's coding Bitcoin and all that. And I made this 3D model. And this is available for sale. People seem to like it. And this is one of the early test prints that we made. And this got quite a bit of nice comments, you know, good reception in the Bitcoin community. If you want to, I can send the link so you can add it under video so the people can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, please do. We'll add that on, like all the stuff you're up to. But that's cool. Like, yeah, definitely. It seems like you're someone who's not afraid to just like try out new stuff, get involved. If you think something's cool, it sounds like you're just going to get involved in it basically and give it a go, which is awesome. It's like a good way to be. And obviously, as you said, you mentioned earlier that you're a Bitcoiner, I guess, a first sort of thing, but you've used OpenSea. And so that's interesting because not many people, I think a lot of people seem to either mint their NFTs and things on like OpenSea and Solana and other things, or they kind of try and just be like, you know, Bitcoin sidechain and Liquid and things like that only. So but you've done both. So I guess it'd be interesting to see, I guess, like, what, I don't know, if you wouldn't mind, would you be able to like say kind of like run us through what it's like to mint something on OpenSea and then what it's like to mint something on like Bitcoin sidechain, like Rare Toshi, for example, like the differences or how you do it? Because I think people listening will probably be interested to know how the hell you actually do it on either of them. So it'd be interesting to hear that.
Basically, for now, NFTs are a mess. They're very clunky. They're not user-friendly. Even people who actually use them and buy them don't understand the technical stuff. They get hacked all the time, but hacked meaning they get phished because people ask for their seed words and they give them with MetaMask and all that. So it's a mess right now. But we have this huge market that's evolving. And of course, me as an entrepreneur and an artist, I wanted to grab like a small slice of that. So yeah, I do have NFTs. OpenSea is the biggest one. I used to like Ethereum years ago. I tried to do code apps and all that, but now I loathe it. It's Ethereum is very expensive. The fees are huge, the gas fees and all that. They are like $60, $80, $100 right now, depending on what you want to do. So now we're doing other things. Thankfully, they started liquid Bitcoin from Blockstream, made the Rare Toshi NFT marketplace. That is Bitcoin themed only. So I've made a series of projects. I call them Bitcoin avatars. You can find them at bitcoinavatars.com and Absolute Bitcoin, again, at absolutebitcoin.com. Those are completely different ones, but I put them out on Rare Toshi. And I've had quite a good reception on it. I've sold hundreds, honestly, right now, because I mass produce them and not... I'm not shy about making stuff. As I said earlier, Beeple was very inspiring about his work ethic of making one stuff every day. So I tend to do that. I make a new thing. I create a workflow so I can make new things almost every day. Not every day, but almost every day. So yeah, I made some profile pictures for Bitcoiners. So you can stay anonymous or for fun. For example, I have a bear, which is a teddy bear. So he's a bear. If you're feeling bearish, you put on the profile picture that you're a bear. And it's silly. And it has a hat on. And it's like with a Santa hat, for example, now that it was Christmas and all that. I have the bullish guy who is basically a minotaur. He's bullish, okay? And he's in various situations. I don't know. He's a warrior. He's like smashing stuff. He's a podcaster. I have a bullish podcast. I can send it to you afterwards. And he was like very passionate, you know, talking about Bitcoin. And people seem to like them. Now, the minting process is Rare Toshi is still very new. It has some bugs, but the developers are perfect. They're awesome. They're very responsive. We send them issues and they fix them. The minting is very cheap. You just need like, 30 cents in US dollars to mint something. It's nothing compared to Ethereum, which is like tens or hundreds of dollars. And it's very fast. It's very usable. It is buggy. It's still very buggy, but they're fixing it all the time. From the day I started on Rare Toshi, there are two major fixes in the site. So I believe that we have a great community there, and you can find lots of my NFTs there. Yes. Now, for there aren't many capabilities. For example, the NFT books I mentioned, basically what I need is a text field that unlocks for the NFT owner. OpenSea has that. I requested that from Rare Toki, from the developers, and they said they will implement it. When they implement it, I will be able to offer my ebooks on Rare Toki as well for a few sats. We can set the price, and it's LSATs, LBTC. Now, to mix it all up, I'm quite a jack of all trades. I don't know if you will notice that. For example, with this, I did a little trick. I made an NFT, a video, which is the render, and it's rotating. So that's the NFT. Okay, fine. I put it on Rare Toshi, and I've written in the description that the owner of the NFT gets a 10% discount on the 3D print. Okay. So that's like how you can blend things, how you can create community and offer some incentives for some people to buy it. And I want to be clear, because we know about the outrageous prices of NFTs and all that. My NFTs are like $10 or $12 or something like that. It's more of a digital patronage. Adam Back said online on Twitter that his contribution to Rare Toshi was do it for digital patronage, not for the outrageous prices and the art world and the art galleries and like millions of dollars of NFTs and all that stupid thing that Bitcoiners hate. That's the problem. That's when Bitcoiners see my stuff, if they don't know about it, they say, oh, you're doing NFTs. But mine is just, you know, if you want to support me, it's not outrageous. It's like $10. It's $20. At most, it's like $60. So you can try out the things that I'm trying out. You can get the NFT and have a discount on the print that you want to order. So those are some tricks you can do with NFTs and innovation. I don't know if that's what you wanted to hear.
You're the first Bitcoiner that we've had on the show from Greece. What is the Bitcoin scene like in Greece? Is there like an active Bitcoin community within the country?
Yes, actually. Yes, we have the Greek Bitcoin community. We've done a few meetups. We are actually some of the oldest. I didn't meet them when a few years ago. I only met them last year. But we have some great people. Yes, we do meetups. We talk about Bitcoin. Of course, they asked me about NFTs as well during the meetup. So basically, we were discussing most of the things that I'm discussing right now. Many people were interested. We have some guests. We've had Adam Back years ago to talk to us. Most recently, we had some Bitcoiners and podcasters that made some intro about nodes and self-sovereignty, how to hold your own Bitcoin and all that. There are many stages. Most people are at the beginning stages, to be honest. But we have an active Bitcoin community because after the capital controls, after the Greek crisis and the capital controls, it was the best argument. It was, you were talking to someone and you were telling him, you know, your bank can limit the amount of money that you have access to, which is your money. That's the problem. So you just tell him that with Bitcoin, no one can stop you from accessing your funds. The bank has no control over you. So it was like the best argument. If the other guy gets it, he gets it. So I think that many, many Greek Bitcoiners became holders from that era. And of course, that was years ago. We still have the same argument because it still stings, you know, the effect of the Greek crisis and the capital controls in 2009. Bitcoin fixes this. So that's the main thing. For example, I've taught a few people how to use Lightning, how to use Bitrefill. This is my node, for example. So I've shown to a few people how they can refill their phone using their Lightning wallet. I use it directly from my Lightning wallet, directly from my node. And I refill my phone all the time because you do have Greek companies. The Greek companies are Wind, Vodafone, and Cosmote. And you do have the available, gift card. No? Yeah, basically it's a gift card. You can refill the balance easily. And I've done it like four or five times already.